Good evening. It's your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. So, this week's topic is a little interesting. And I know that my viewers are different ages. And so for some of you, when I say the term, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. And for others, you will look like me, slightly puzzled, like, what? Well, guys, there is yet another trend going around. So, how many of you have heard of the term honey pack? Or you may just hear honey. Let me go ahead and let you know, I'm not talking about honey that you find in your pantry or in your cabinet. Honey pack is now a thing for our children. Let me be clear, not a thing in terms of it was designed to be used by our children, but it is being used by our children. Honey pack is another term for the word Viagra. And so you are probably just as shocked as I was when I heard, discovered, learned that our scholars are familiar with honey pack and have been asking for honey pack. Now, we know Viagra use, you know, certain age for certain issues. But guys, we also know that that could be very dangerous for our young scholars whose bodies are still developing to actually be putting something like that in their bodies. Y'all, we really, really have to stay up on game because I promise you every single day I feel like I am learning something new. And so if you have honey pack around at your home, please lock it up, hide it, put it away so that your children don't get into it and then begin to pass it out around the school like candy. That's not something that we want, especially not for our young boys. If you are not a parent who has honey pack at home and you want to definitely keep that away from your children, contingent upon their age, I think it is wise to begin to have conversations with them about the different things that are floating out there and the terms that are being used and the damage that can be caused for them using something so prematurely, okay? So definitely make sure you look into honey pack and make sure you are talking to your children about the dangers of using a drug that is there to aid for older men. Yeah, it's called honey pack, y'all. Honey pack equals Viagra. Another thing that I discovered that I want to share with you guys, and I'm not sure how many of you are familiar. I know you all are familiar with vapes, especially if you've been listening to me for a while. I constantly talk about the usage of vapes in our young children. Well, now there is a vape out there that is for breath mint. It's a breath mint. So instead of actually just taking a breath mint, our babies inhale the vape and it goes in and like smoke comes out and it's supposed to make their breath smell better. When you see one, you're going to say that's a vape, but they are real. They are out there. And so yet again, getting your kids' business, make sure you are checking their things, checking their rooms, having real conversations. We are out of the stage in life where we can talk about, you know, the bees and the honeys and the trees. We are definitely out of that phase, guys. It is time for us to be very real with our children about what is happening out there, what they could be exposed to, if they are exposed to something, what they need to do. Talk to them about not sharing stuff, not taking stuff that a classmate or a friend gives them. You cannot trust everyone. And just because people talk to you and they're smiling in your face does not mean they have your best interests at heart. And so please stamp that for your young ones. I talk to the community And so this part is for the community. For those of you who own convenience stores and, you know, the stores where you can go in and purchase, you know, the tobacco and alcohol and different things, we just have to tighten up all the way around. Because the things that our babies are being exposed to, again, can cause lasting damage emotionally, you know, mentally, physically. I always shout out those babies who speak up, who tell someone when they see or hear something wrong. That is the right thing to do. But in the community, just being a lot more mindful of what we're selling, what we're doing, what we're putting out there. And then also parents, you know, it's your business, it's your life. You do what you want to in terms of what you choose to indulge in. My ask and my push and charge is to ensure that your children cannot get their hands on it, because they get their hands on it. And then, of course, they want to share it. And as I stated last week, you don't know what runs in every person's generation, and what may not have hooked you could possibly hook someone else off of just one use. And so definitely can just continue having real, authentic conversations with your children about the different things that are out there, okay? So that's what I have for you guys this week. Honey Pack equals Viagra. So if you hear your children talking about honey or Honey Pack, and they, you know, I would implore you to kind of listen in to see if it's the honey in the pantry or in the cabinet. If not, you need to intervene immediately, okay? And then the other one is, there is a vape out there now that is used for breath mints. So they inhale it in order to, you know, make their breath smell better. I would caution just not to touch it, to leave it alone, and let's just stick with what we know. You know, toothbrush, toothpaste, water, mouthwash, regular flossing, right? Gum, mouthwash, Tic Tacs, icebreaker mints, Altoids. You get where I'm going. It would be much better for them to use those as opposed to inhaling what they believe is only for bad breath, not knowing what else is being put in there. Okay. So that is all I have for you. I hope you all have an amazing weekend. A wonderful Memorial Day off. If you have the opportunity to take off, I hope you are able to enjoy family and friends this weekend. If you are traveling, please travel safe. And I will be back with you next week for another note from the principal's desk. Peace.